Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, to find out more about the show and the different things we have to offer. Well, joining us right now from the frozen tundra of California, I think it's a little cooler out there than it is where I'm at. I know it is where Richard and Marina is up in Oregon, but it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, and we have everybody out on the porch tonight because, Kyle, it's warm. It's warm. It's 66 degrees outside. It's going to be 85 down here today. If you don't like the weather, just stick around a couple of days.
Well, that's right. Well, at least we can send some of those temperature ticks over here. We are at 53 degrees tonight.
And Richard the Marine said it was 31 degrees, and I think you told him to stay warm.
I did. that's starting to get with the eye.
And that's in Oregon. Yeah.
That's right.
That's along the Oregon coastline where he's at. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic for which it stands one nation under God indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And let's not forget those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we need a little bit more of that as we progress along here in the great scheme of things. Now, you know, Kyle, Hillary Clinton is starting to muddy up the waters again because she came out and finally said something yesterday. It was a tweet. I'll give you that. It was a tweet, so it wasn't anything that was all that spectacular. But in a Twitter post, she wrote that, and this is a quote, "Trump and Fox are desperately spinning up a fake scandal to distract from his real ones. So it's a day that ends in Y. The more he misdeeds, the more his misdeeds are exposed, the more they lie." Well, the liar starts with the person that originated the tweet.
Well, exactly. I mean, talk about trying to turn on the spin. That's exactly what she's doing. She's not addressing it at all. She's not addressing the serious nature of these filings. I mean, these aren't just made up out of whole cloth or plucked out of the blue somewhere. They didn't land in an alien spaceship. These are things that John Durham.
Let's go to there right now and let me read exactly what happened on February the 12th. John Durham wrote that a technology executive who was allegedly aligned with the Democratic Party and the Clinton campaign spied on Trump's residences and White House when he was president. The filing made a connection in Durham's case against Michael Sussman, the lawyer who worked on behalf of the Clinton campaign and Democratic National Committee in 2016. Durham's team alleged that Sussman lied to the FBI when he told the Bureau that he wasn't working for any client when he provided false documents that claimed to have linked the Trump Organization to a Russian bank. All of that was fake. That was stuff that was assembled by Hillary Clinton and her crew of cronies, and it can be proven. And this Sussman guy is literally going to be the guy that's going to go to jail big time all by his little lonesome if he doesn't cough up some other names.
Well, that's right. And obviously the pressure will be on. And and he's got a lot of tools in his toolbox to apply that pressure and to be able to make sure that, you know, they're going to get to the bottom of this. And, of course, Hillary is just relying on the tried and true spin, but also the tried and true trust that she has in the mainstream media that are collectively, essentially, trying to ignore this story, hoping it will go away.
And there was another person that was involved here. It was an individual by the name of Rodney Jaffe, who also tasked these researchers to mine internet data to establish an interference, a narrative tying them to candidate Trump, tying candidate Trump to Russia. And the filing went on to say it added that Jaffe's employer had come to access and maintain dedicated servers for Trump's executive office. Now, we know where those servers were. Remember, they were being held and watched by Xavier Becerra.
Well, yes, exactly.
Who at the time was a congressman.
Right, right. And, you know, Captain, I think that what will happen in this is that you've got the American people who really want to have a fair elections. They want to have a fair fight, generally speaking. And what Hillary's campaign appears to have done, at least according to these filings, just is a real violation of that. And I think the American people, both Republicans and Democrats, will really take issue with this, especially with the idea that the mainstream media continue to foster the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. And it's all coming out. It's literally all coming out before our very eyes.
Well, the mainstream media is not being called the mainstream media anymore. And we're going to go to break. I can hear the music coming up now. But when we come back, I'm going to tell you what the mainstream media is now being referred to by those of us on our side of the aisle. And we're going to make that name stick. Okay? We're going to make that name stick. So don't go anywhere. Kyle and I are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning, and a beautiful day where I'm at. I hope it is where you are, too.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, right after this.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends over at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and Company. I talked to Dawn yesterday. That's Mike Lindell's administrative assistant. And I talked to Dawn yesterday. And Mike is going to be taking off the site-wide sale this weekend. So you got just a few more days to take advantage of all the different discounts going on over there. And I mean to tell you, he's just been flat opening the door and throwing the stuff out as fast as he could, because you've been able to save anywhere from 50% to 67% to 75%. Buy one, get one, all that sort of stuff has been in there in the Radio Listener Specials page, and it's going to be going away this weekend. So if you want to take advantage of all that, hurry up and get in there and get it done. Remember, the promo code is CAPTAIN. To buy whatever you want, that's how you get the discount, promo code CAPTAIN. And you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN, MyPillow.com. Take advantage of all the great specials they've got there. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. How are you making out with your slippers and sheets and pillows and all that?
Well, Captain, we love the pillows, and we got a couple more pillows. Gave them as Christmas presents this last go-around, and the kids love them, and also the Giza sheets and the towels. I can't say enough about the towels. They're the best towels we ever got, and
yeah.
They're really something.
Now, the sheets right now you can save 60% on, but that goes away this weekend.
Well, that's right. So, yeah, take advantage of that, because you won't be sorry with
nope.
The Giza sheets. Yeah.
Nope. Now, I want to refer to something here. We're going to be talking about what you just referred to as the mainstream media. Well, they're no longer the mainstream media, and I'll explain why. There was big news over the weekend from Special Counsel John Durham, who has been charged with investigating the Trump-Russiagate hoax. Now, the special counsel alleged the Clinton campaign paid a tech company to infiltrate servers belonging to Trump Tower and then later the White House. Now, the plan was to create the appearance that Donald Trump was colluding with the Russians. In short, the special counsel believes Trump's political enemies spied on him and lied about an opponent, and then the President of the United States, in order to drive him from office. If true, it's a mind-blowing atrocity, and it borderlines treason.
Well, you know, Captain, if you're trying to come up with something like that and get that desired result, it seems to go far beyond politics or politicking or that kind of thing, because you're actually creating these false narratives. You're actually breaking into other people's servers. You're actually spying on the president-elect at that time as well, from what we understand. And this is just so far beyond the pale. It is criminal, and it's something that obviously the Clinton camp really wants to try to shut down, and they will rely on that, basically the legacy media, for that kind of protection. But the problem is, Captain, the people aren't just listening to the so-called legacy media any longer. They're listening to other sources. They're listening and they're finding out this stuff. So it's going to be out there. And they won't just be able to snap their fingers and say, oh, Trump and his scandals and all that. People are saying, what scandals? What are you talking about? Look what was happening under President Trump. And we could go on and on about all the different things, how America was under Trump and how their jobs were and all the stuff. And now look around you. So, no, they don't believe Hillary.
Well, there's been barely a peep by the legacy media. And the reason we're calling the mainstream media the legacy media is because the mainstream media realizes that has a very bad flavor to it nowadays. So they started to call themselves the legacy media for a reason that we're not calling them legacy, but we are calling them legacy for this reason. They think they're above and beyond the rest of us.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. See, they believe that in many ways they're the kingmaker or the queenmaker. They believe that they know things, and that all the rest of us, we're just kind of like serfs out here or something. We don't really know how things are. Really know what to think or how to think, and they've got to tell us.
And it's not hard to understand why, because they are the ones who embraced the Russiagate narrative and drove it, reporting night after night after night after night as to how the walls were closing in on President Trump. Remember all that?
Oh, of course. Well, of course. And they did that primarily because they don't like the politics that people, supported Donald Trump. And Donald Trump had a whole different sort of take on how he was going to work government and this kind of thing. But also at the same time, Captain, they were very self-serving in that they found out we can get a lot of ratings with this. And the proof's in the pudding. Look what's happened to their ratings without Donald Trump. And this is one. They're also happy now. It's like, oh, good. Hillary said Trump and his scandals. Okay, well, maybe we can do some Trump stuff now and get some ratings back.
Well, we are not going to let them get away with it because we know they're corrupt. We know they're craven partisans. We know that they want to do anything they can to try to keep Donald Trump from running again or anyone else that has the same opinions that Donald Trump has. And there's plenty of us out there. It's not just Ron DeSantis. It's Mike Pompeo. There's others in the mix, but the fact of the matter is we are not going to let off on them because they have done a terrible injustice to all of us, all Americans, and everyone around the world, in my opinion.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Captain, it's kind of like, you know, Lindbergh flew the Atlantic Ocean. Could never be done, right? But he did it. And then a lot of people started doing that. So it's kind of the same thing in a comparative way. Donald Trump showed how you could come into office and actually be effective and not kick the can down the road and actually make things better because he's a non-politician. And so I think people like Pompeo and the others that you're mentioning, you know, they can pick up that torch if Donald Trump doesn't want to run or this kind of thing, because the cat's out of the bag now. And this is where the legacy media is going to be really terrified, and so will the far left politicians.
Yes, and we also need to point out that the former director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, has said that he believes there will be more people indicted as Special Counsel John Durham's investigation progresses, because these people are not going to want to go away and get locked up for a long period of time all by their little lonesome.
Yeah, that's a very, very motivating factor. There's no doubt about that. I think he's going to keep climbing that ladder. And whether or not it goes to Hillary is debatable at this point. She's pretty well insulated, I'm sure, pretty untouchable, but stranger things have happened. But what it will do collectively, Captain, is it will expose this. It won't be deniable. I mean, she will deny it and all this, but it will be undeniable to the American people, and they will see it for what it really is, and it's going to be hugely damaging to the Democrats.
Now, the jig is up and the cat is out of the bag, because the backlash this week against the school closures and harsh pandemic-related restrictions and progressive ideology has begun, with the three left-wing members of the San Francisco School Board who were overwhelmingly voted out of office on Tuesday in the city's first successful recall election in nearly 40 years.
Isn't that something? And I saw, I think it was Mayor Lyndon Breed, trying to talk about how, we're putting the kids first and education has to be at the forefront of what we're doing and this kind of thing. And they're all trying to scramble around now, because in San Francisco, Captain, this is where this happened.
Yep.
This is huge. And while they're out trying to rename the schools, and so it's not Thomas Jefferson or, this kind of stuff, the people just have had it. That's it. And so for that to happen in San Francisco should be a shockwave to other school boards.
It happens to be a sign of other things to come in these progressive areas, where they back the parents into a corner. The parents says, no, you can't do this.
Well, that's right. There's nothing more American, Captain, than parents stepping in to protect their children, to guide their children, and to make sure their children have the right opportunities, good education, and are safe from those who are looking to manipulate the children. That's nothing more American than that.
Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because parents can become very fierce in the sense that they will stand up, and because there's something greater than themselves. As any parent knows, you'll do anything for your kids to make sure that they're okay.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. It is the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're watching the Ukraine. We're also watching the Freedom Convoy. We'll tell you more about them in just a little bit.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News. Hillary Clinton broke her silence Wednesday on Twitter, commenting on Special Counsel John Durham's investigation and reports it supports claims of spying on Donald Trump. In a brief tweet, Clinton insisted Vanity Fair had published a good debunking of allegations that her 2016 presidential campaign had indirectly funded efforts to spy on White House servers and the Trump campaign. Clinton dismissed those claims as the, quote, latest nonsense from the political right. A new Politico poll shows President Biden's continued struggle to win support from the American people, with just 43% expressing approval of Biden's job performance. Biden's approval on the pandemic was even worse. Just 39% approved of the president's handling of the pandemic. 49% of registered voters want mask mandates lifted. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
In the morning, and news breaks. When you need to know, the place to go from 2 to 6 a.m. is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. I'll see you there.
Who was that masked man? Well, oh gosh, I think that was me. Yep, we got the theme song in there. Oh, boy. Well, this portion of the program, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that produced that great product, Relief Factor. Now, they gave me a website where I can send you to go look at the website. It's relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You can go over there, take a look at the product, Relief Factor, which is something that I take religiously every day. And it stays in my system. And it does that for a reason, because I never know when my left foot, ankle, and leg is going to swell up and start to hurt and get irritated. So by taking that, it stays in my system. It doesn't get as bad as it could be. And then once that happens, if I have to take an extra dose, I do such, and everything calms down and I'm back to normal again. Now, that being said, I definitely, because of my situation, know that Relief Factor works. Now, it's because of what's in it. It's an all-natural product with no drugs in it at all. It has turmeric, it has resveratrol, it has icarin and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and even lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. And that's what I like about it. Now, it's also 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something that your body needs to have anyway because of the key enzymes and proteins in it. It's something that's actually good for you instead of taking a handful of narcotics that may or may not work or whatever. It makes you woozy and everything else. So, check them out online. The website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Go over there, check it out, and you will find out what they have to offer. Plus, they also have some other products over there, too, that may be beneficial to you, health products. So, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 is all it costs to get it started, and you'll be glad you did, because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right, back to the drawing board. The gift that keeps on giving just keeps on giving. And it's not just Hillary Clinton. It's not just Kamala Harris, which, by the way, we have a story on her we're going to be getting to. But it's people like Charlie Schumer, Charlie Chucky Boy Schumer, who spout off and they say things that they don't even have their brain in gear when they open their mouth. For example, the Democrats have now pivoted on inflation after months and months and months being led by Charles Chucky Boy Schumer that, oh, it was only transitory. It was going to be over in a short while. Well, now they've dropped all that conversation. Are you aware of that?
Well, I remember when the White House issued the statement, basically, they would no longer use that word transitory. And then the other day, Captain, President Biden, in his interview, I think it was with Lester Holt, he said a bunch of Nobel laureates told him that the inflation was going to taper off this year. I just couldn't contain myself. That was so funny.
Well, Democrats on Tuesday, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer at the helm, pivoted towards addressing the 40-year high inflation rates that we've got after months of claiming rising costs were just transitory. Now, this is what the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that was echoed by the group. She said, obviously, our analysis is going to be done by our economic experts. They continue to convey that they believe the impact will be temporary, transitory. Her words, not mine. Now, back in December, Biden's financial experts admitted inflation was no longer transitory, but it took congressional Democrats until the middle of February, just the other day, to pivot in the direction of vocally issuing concerns about rising costs and that inflation is far from being under control.
Well, right. And when they have to explain things, you know, usually that's the old adage, if you're explaining, you're losing, right? Because they'll still try to explain it all away, and say, well, this is why it is, and here's, you know, and here's what we predict is going to happen with it. I don't think the American people want a prediction about it. They want to see action. They know the actions that this president could begin to take tomorrow if he wanted to, in order to really start addressing these problems. They don't want to hear him say, I'm going to work like the devil to get these prices down, because that's just more messaging, more stuff.
Well, he's the devil that got us in a mess to begin with.
Well,
let's be honest here.
Right. Well, despite Trump, right, just despite Trump and everybody who ever voted for Trump, they killed the Keystone XL pipeline, et cetera. They drove up the fuel prices. We can see that through line from day one into where we are right now. And they can't explain it away with some, you know, this came out of the blue sky somewhere. But you see, the Democrats, just like when the riots became so far out of control, they had to kind of change their tune a little bit because they realized it was politically damaging. Well, it's the same thing that's happening now, but don't put any faith in the idea that, well, they're going to do something about it, because they're not.
Well, we know how this all got started. We've all sat here, you and I have talked about this for months and months and months, maybe, as a matter of fact, over a year. We'll go all the way back to the campaign and said, you people better be paying attention, because here's what's going to happen. And we laid it right out. We talked, the first thing we talked about was gas prices. We also talked about inflation. We talked about gas as the root of all evil, and oil prices, and it was going to jump right through and take everything along with it. And I hate to be right, and I hate to say I told you so, but we were right, and I told you so.
Yes, yes. And you're right. There's no joy in seeing what's happening to the American people right now.
Because I'm looking right now at the crude oil and commodity prices that are up again from yesterday. Now, they didn't jump as much as what they dropped, but they're halfway back up again. West Texas crude went up $1.59 to $93.66 a barrel. And Brent crude went up $1.83 a barrel to $94.81. And futures went back up from 105 to 107. They were at 109 and climbing. I have no doubt that we're going to see $100 oil here pretty quick, especially if they start firing at each other over the Ukraine. But the price of gasoline, wholesale price of gasoline, is way up, and the wholesale price of diesel is way up. And there's not much we can do about it unless we get back into the Keystone XL pipeline and back into our fields and drill, baby, drill, and flood the damn market with oil. Just do it while it's expensive. Let the oil companies make some money, because then the prices are going to drop.
Well, right. But unfortunately, I think that the Biden administration, the Democrat Party elite, the far left, they are going to be demonstrating, Captain, in no uncertain terms, that they are completely disconnected from all the things you were just talking about. They're disconnected from the welfare of the American people. They're disconnected from actually taking steps to make things better.
That's because they want some guy in the middle of nowhere in West Virginia to have an electric car.
Right, right.
Now, you tell me what good that electric car is going to do when you're not necessarily on the grid, and you got a lot of two-lane roads you got to drive, and in the wintertime, and this, that, and the other. You got a lot of power you got to use for the vehicle. You're going to drive an electric vehicle? I don't think so. There's lots of places in rural America. By the way, these farms out there in farm country, in the northern plains and in the central plains, some of those farms are miles apart.
Well, that's right, but this is the same old problem of, you know, we just know better than everybody. We know what to tell you, how to live your life. We're just going to legislate it, or we're going to tax it.
And that's because they live in Brooklyn, like AOC, she knows?
Right, precisely. And, you know, all the folks that, to them, live in flyover country, that, you know, they can't connect. They literally cannot relate. And it's really, really a sad thing. But that's why we get these goofy things that come down the pike. You know, like we've been talking about, mission-specific things for electric vehicles, this or that, that's all good. And it can be applied in the right application. But you can't just try to go out and tell everybody how to live because you have a particular, you know, political bent that says you have to be controlled. You can't actually be really free. See, that's really scary to them.
Now, I got a little message here from our friend Ken, who's listening to us up in Kent, Washington. And hello, Kent. He's listening to us in our affiliate up there. And he's telling me, he said, Captain, did you hear about Judicial Watch, Project Veritas? They did another thing with the video, and they got the FBI, or FBI, they caught the FDA red-handed, and now the FDA is trying to squirrel out of something by saying that the person that was doing all the talking was not related to what was going on.
Yes, I think we have seen that, and we're learning more about it. But of course, obviously, they're trying to get out ahead of that whole undercover operation.
Well, the person that was talking was a deputy administrator of the FDA. He may not have been in charge of the department per se, which is what their excuse was, but he certainly knew what was going on.
Right.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music coming up. We got the Truckers Highway Bible Report coming up, folks. Got some weather to talk about tonight. Got us a big old snowstorm out there across middle America, all the way up towards Lake Michigan and moving to the east out of Oklahoma. So we'll get into all that in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along overnight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Angus, AC/DC, and I'll tell you, if you aren't awake now, I don't know what's wrong with you. That's Heat Seeker, right, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah, it goes back to 1988 from their album Blow Up Your Video.
Oh, yeah, and that's quite the video there with all the different missiles and rockets going back and forth. Kind of looked like a display of war games between the Russians and the U.S., sort of. All right, well, folks, we do have a major winter storm that's working its way across the U.S. It will entail the highways I-80, I-90, I-94 going up through Michigan, also coming down to I-70, I-64, I-40, could even be down as far as I-20, and certainly the north-south highways, too, as it makes its way over to the Mississippi River, all the way up to the northern country, and all the way up into northern New York, I might add, where we have a winter storm warning tonight. Yep, way up along the St. Lawrence River between Messina and Ogdensburg. That doesn't happen that much, but it's happening now. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start out tonight talking about our friends in Denver. Looks like they've got some snow going on there, maybe some light snow. But they've got a lot of snow that came in as it continued across the Front Range over yesterday. And what happened was it caused a lot of problems during rush hour. They had a lot of vehicles that were stuck or stranded.
Yeah, they had a mass car pileup out there on 70 and 25.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So they needed a lot of assistance. And so we're thinking about our friends in Denver tonight, of course. The good news is it looks like the forecast for Thursday and Friday calls for sunny skies. Doesn't look like the snow might be returning maybe until Monday. At least that's the forecast right now. But be careful there in Denver as you navigate those roads. So we do have winter weather storm warning, winter weather advisory, all down I-25, down the I-25 corridor, down towards Colorado Springs. This also goes north up into Wyoming, through Cheyenne, up through Wheatland, up through Douglas. Then also, of course, if you're going west out of Laramie, you've also got a winter weather advisory as you go across I-80, so be careful there. Up in Montana, starting about Helena, you've got a high wind watch, and that turns into a high wind warning as you get closer up to the Canadian border. And talk about cold, Captain. Up on Cabbage Hill tonight, it's 8 degrees from the temperature we just found a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clear, but it's cold. So that's talk about getting your fuel right. Also, Donner Pass in California, 24 degrees right now. If you're going to be coming back, maybe taking your load, coming back up through Donner Pass, looks like snow could be coming in next Tuesday, so just be aware of that. 4th of July pass tonight, 27 degrees. You get the idea. It's cold out there, 37 at Snoqualmie along mm-hmm. I-90, and as the road is wet in some places there. We've got, looks like winter weather advisory down to Santa Fe, New Mexico. Possible high winds maybe picking up in Southern California, but we haven't seen that materialize yet.
Well, our friend there right along the Michigan-Ohio line and also takes in part of Ontario, Canada, their signal, AM660, they're sitting right now in the middle of a winter storm warning. So you folks batten down the hatches. Looks like you're going to get socked with what's coming your way. And there's more to the west, so don't worry. It's not just a single moment event. But let me start with the beginning. I-40, you've got snow, snow showers from Amarillo to just about El Reno, and then from El Reno all the way across to Oklahoma City on up to Tulsa, you have got a winter storm warning for accumulations of snow. Let me see here. The snow tonight will take you up into southeastern Kansas, up towards Kansas City. It'll definitely be in Missouri. You'll have snow and rain mixed all the way across 44. Over towards Fort Leonard Wood, snow and rain mixed over to St. Louis. North of St. Louis, we have a winter storm warning. It's going to be up there along I-70. And then when you get to Illinois, you've got some cold temperatures around Chicago, which are going to help more snow to be right there in the area. I-70, cold temperatures and a mixture, sleet, it looks like, going across Indiana until you get into the snow over there in the east side of Michigan. And you've got a winter mix right now in Ohio and up along the lake, lee shore of Lake Ontario. All of that, as the temperature drops, will become snow. Right now it's rain and snow mixed. And upstate New York, where it's already cold enough to do the latter, You've got a winter storm warning north of Watertown, up along the St. Lawrence River, up by Messina and Ogdensburg. Now, as I said, that doesn't happen that often. Let me back up and go to North Dakota and Minnesota. It's colder than a well digger's mud up there. And George, I hope you're enjoying what's going on, because it is really freezing cold up there. We've got a lot of activity in the southeast, to include Alabama, to include the northern part of Mississippi, to include the eastern half of Arkansas, where we have unsettled weather conditions, where at any time we could have a mixture of rain and or snow and or sleet or winds or all of the above. All depends. And, of course, this storm is drawing a lot of its moisture out of the Gulf, where it's currently raining around New Orleans and Slidell. Hello, Slidell. Hope you're all doing fine there. And over towards Mobile, over towards Pensacola. And then going up the East Coast, we have got in Maine a winter storm warning way up in the northern tip of Maine. So Presque Isle and Caribou, you guys going up there to pick up French fries, you are going to have an interesting drive up there if you're going up there empty. Be careful. And then from Nova Scotia, the coastline, all the way down to, let me see here, Cape Cod, down to Long Island, eastern tip of Long Island, you have gale warnings, winds there in excess of 40 miles an hour. And we've got a windy condition tonight all the way down the East Coast, all the way down to about Savannah. Let's see here. Yeah, about Savannah, Georgia. So there you go. But Kyle, tell us how to what we can do by going to the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, that's right, Captain. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot and Flying J. You can find them at pilotflyingj.com. And, you know, we have a lot of new truckers listening to the program.
Sure do.
And we're just proud to tell you about the Pilot and Flying J, because they care about truckers, and they want you to stop in. They want you to find out all about the great amenities that they have for truckers who are going across the highways and byways.
Yep.
And by the way, when you drive in, be sure to join the Drivers Club. You'll start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J, and you can track those points with your My Rewards Plus app. Check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
Okie dokie, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready to take a break. The top of the hour coming around. Don't forget, we will be back with more right after all these great little messages that your station.
No warning. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.